Utah Republican Representative Jason Chaffetz is targeting online gambling with new legislation. So is that a good bet? Earlier this morning, I posed that question to Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent with the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics.
Well, he's certainly hoping so. Chaffetz introduced this legislation last session, but it didn't go anywhere. And essentially his concern is that the Justice Department a couple years ago, about 3 years ago, made a change to an interpretation of a law that said it was okay and not against the Wire Act for some forms of online gambling. So now you have three states, New Jersey, Nevada, and Delaware, where you can, you know, go on your smartphone and play poker for real money or other games. And he's concerned that there's no technology that will really stop that from going across other borders, that there could be an 8-year-old kid in Utah, for example, who could figure out a way to access these games, or other people could, you know, play from wherever they want to be. So his legislation would say that the Wire Act, which passed a long time ago, does forbid this kind of online gambling. Interestingly, this has casinos split. There are some who think it's a good idea. It would expand their base of people who might gamble. And there's others who think, you know, it's not a good idea, because what if other big companies decide to get involved, like, say, Google or Facebook or something like that? But we should note that Sheldon Adelson, that big GOP donor, the casino magnet, is behind this legislation. He hasn't donated money to Congressman Chaffetz, but, you know, he did spend like, you know, $88 or $100 million or something in the 2012 cycle. And he's already saying he will spend whatever it takes to get this legislation passed. So this will be a fun one to watch.
Kind of an unusual opponent there for a gambling initiative, whatever it may be. Is that maybe because he sees competition in online gambling drawing people away from his casinos?
You know, there could be that angle. Interestingly, the reason Adelson says this is he objects it on moral grounds, which is kind of fun when you think about a casino magnate objecting to something on moral grounds. But he doesn't like the idea of, you can't really check the age of someone signing onto some kind of web app where, you know, an 8-year-old kid playing the slots in the casino would be found out. So he sees this as a problem for underage kids, too.
Interesting. And then I'm sure that on the other side of that, the online gaming industry, which has lots of money as well, is lining up to try and defeat Representative Chaffetz's legislation.
Absolutely. Yep. There's a bunch of groups out there. I've already heard from several.
All right. Well, Thomas, we'll keep following that as that legislation keeps moving along. In other news, President Barack Obama has tapped former Utah Senator Ross Romero for a presidential appointment. What is Romero's new gig?
So this is kind of it's not really a full-time job by any means, but it's he's been appointed to the Commission on Presidential Scholars, which I myself had to actually look up yesterday because I wasn't sure exactly what they do. But essentially, there's this commission that takes in some 4,000 applications every year from graduating high school seniors who want this honor of being a presidential scholar. And they get to, you know, look. So Romero will be part of the group that looks at these applicants and says, okay, you know, you've done a lot for the arts, or you've done a lot in academics, and they get to pick one man and one woman, one young man, one young woman from each state, plus a few at large that to be honored at a, you know, White House ceremony, and they get a little medal that says they're a presidential scholar. So, you know, it's a nice appointment, but it's not something that, you know, he's got to move to Washington for.
Nothing to move to Washington for, but an interesting appointment nonetheless for a former state senator here in Utah.
You got it.
Hey, and finally today, here's an interesting one. Senator Orrin Hatch is scheduled to be on the NBC sitcom Parks and Recreation next week. Is he making a job change?
You know, it's fun to see, and maybe Hatch has eyes on Hollywood these days. But for right now, it's just a quick little cameo. He's going to appear alongside Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey. And Hatch mentioned something about a music project as part of this. As we all know, Senator Hatch loves writing music songs. So maybe he's going to be performing in some way or doing some kind of fun little project there. This isn't necessarily brand new to Orrin Hatch. He was, as you probably recall, in that movie Traffic about the drug trade back in, I think, 2000, and had some criticism for appearing in a, you know, R-rated movie. But this one is a little different. Parks and Rec is kind of a show. I'm sure your listeners have seen it. They don't really make fun of elected officials like Veep or House of Cards. In fact, they kind of like make it look as in, you know, they are good public servants who want to do good for the public. So maybe this fits right in with Hatch's idea of kind of being a statesman.
I guess he kind of played himself in Traffic. I'm assuming he's playing himself in the Parks and Rec appearance as well.
Yeah, he is. And I think there might be a couple other appearances. I think Joe Biden, the vice president, might be in this show. It's Amy Poehler coming to Washington. And, you know, I personally always want to see a situation where Orrin Hatch and Amy Poehler are on set together.
So do I. It should be interesting stuff. And we'll have to tune in to see what happens. Thomas Burr is Washington correspondent with the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins us weekly for this discussion, and there's a link to Political Cornflakes on our website, kcpw.org. Thomas, thanks as always for joining us today.
Thanks, Roger. Have a good weekend.
You too. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, it is 51 degrees and partly cloudy. Today we can expect a high around 66 degrees. I'm Roger McDonough. This is KCPW.